Warm greetings to everybody. Welcome to everyone. Thank you for joining this joyful occasion of the Anawim community. We know this is a four-day holiday weekend. In the world, today is not one of the holidays, right? Yesterday was a holiday, Monday's a holiday, but today's just regular weekend. But in the church, today is a holiday. Today's a feast day. And tomorrow, because it's Sunday, and every Sunday is a feast day. So to the church, the most important days are today and then especially tomorrow. Anyway, happy holidays, happy feast day. Let's start with a question that might come to mind. Why is the priest standing in red vestments and everybody else is wearing white? Seems like it'll go together. So that gives me an opportunity to explain a little bit about what we're really doing here. First of all, today is the feast of Saint Bartholomew, the great apostle. And the apostles, when we celebrate their feast days, we celebrate them in red because the apostles are martyrs. So, faithful to the liturgy, and we're following the liturgical life, we don't really have an option. On a feast day, you use the prayers and the readings and the liturgical color of the feast. It's part of liturgical life, so that's what we're doing. But today is also our annual commitment day and the recommitment of our Anawim associates. And so these people all dressed in white are committed Anawim associates, or there are two that are not quite yet committed because they'll be making their first commitment today. That's Dr. Munyin here and Thelma sitting in the front pew. So part of the reason for our great joy today is to welcome two new committed members to the Anawim community. It's a special joy to us because we haven't had that many new members in the last few years, as everyone knows. In fact, we haven't even always had a commitment day. We did sneak one in the middle of the COVID years, back when Leia made her commitment in 2021. But, you know, it was hard to get any gathering in those years. But even before that, we didn't have new members. The last one before Leia was 2016. I saw Lulu here the other, just a moment ago. I guess was one of our newest members. That was 8 years ago. So it's been so long, we almost forgot how to do this. We had to look up the ritual. What do we do with the candle? What about the icon? What about, where are the forms that the new committed members will sign? So it's a great day of joy for us. When I looked at my calendar, I had written on there the theme that we had originally chosen for this day. Before we made this the commitment day, because we made a change in our schedule, we were going to honor St. Bartholomew anyway, and the theme we had chosen, taken from today's gospel, was, "Here is a true child of Israel. Here is a true child of Israel." And then I realized, well, we decided to change that theme because it would make it sound like we're identifying our new associates as the true children of Israel, when it really refers to Nathaniel or Bartholomew. So, now, the third thing that we're celebrating today, or continuing to celebrate today, is our Queen Mother. Her feast day was on Thursday, August 22nd. So you might say, well, we're too late. But we, because of the change in our schedule, we're extending our honor to our Queen Mother with this celebration. And in fact, anyone who makes a commitment to the Anawim Way makes a commitment to our Queen Mother. We prayed the prayer at the beginning of the Mass, Queen Mother Mary, we come before you. So all of us who are here have entered into the embrace of our Queen Mother. And that's why we have the pilgrim icon of the Our Lady of the Liturgical Life here in the sanctuary. It's the same image as we have over here, but we gave her more prominence with the candles as a way to show that we really belong to her, that the leader of the Anawim community is really Mary, our Queen Mother. And usually our commitment day falls between the Feast of the Assumption, August 15, and the Feast of the Queenship, August 22nd, but this year we just had to adjust it a little bit. As it happens, since we're having our commitment day and our honoring of our Queen Mother on the Feast of Saint Bartholomew, the reading for the saint actually goes along very well with this image. The first reading, taken from the book of Revelation, starts out with the angel saying, "Come here, and I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. It's a symbolic way of talking about the church, about Mother Church, about the holy city, the heavenly city of Jerusalem, and the vision that John has here when he's told he's going to see the bride. He instead sees this holy city made out of pure crystal and precious stones, and with the names of the tribes of Israel and the 12 apostles on it doesn't say anything about a bride. But you see, that's symbolic language. Why is it significant to us? Because we could say the same thing about that image over there. I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. I'll show you the church. I'll show you the holy city of Jerusalem. This is Father Francis's symbolic way of depicting these mysteries, because after all, who is the icon of the church? Mary, our Queen Mother. Who is the holy city who gathers into within her walls all the children of God? Mary, our Queen Mother. So this icon there goes very well with today's first reading, which was really chosen for the Feast of St. Bartholomew. And it's chosen largely because of the mention of the 12 names of the 12 apostles. So one of the 12 names is Bartholomew or Nathaniel. Okay, so that's significant. Now, I also want to point out that the reason why we have on our song sheet the image that we do is because we are honoring our Queen Mother. There's no picture of St. Bartholomew here. There's Mary receiving a crown of glory from the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You see it on the front of the song sheet. And then it says on there, with our new associates, Doctora Munin Noble and Thelma Olegario, they're not in the picture either. But their names are here. So you see what we're doing. We're combining all these things together in one joyful, glorious celebration with Mary, with St. Bartholomew, with the Honorable Associates, and especially with Doctora and Thelma. Okay, so those are our reasons for our celebration. Let me just make a little comment about today's saint, St. Bartholomew, which the same man who St. John refers to as Nathaniel. He seems to us at first like a very unlikely choice to be an apostle of the Lamb, because he has a very negative reaction. He's a very skeptical person. He seems to have a prejudice against anything that comes from Nazareth. And we would say, well, who wants a guy like that around? He's just going to be skeptical and make negative comments. But the Lord sees him very differently. And isn't this an interesting thing? What we see and what the Lord sees, not necessarily the same. What does the Lord see when he looks at Nathaniel? He sees a man without duplicity. He sees a man who's pure, who is who he is, who doesn't put on any show, no superficiality. Something authentic about Nathaniel. And in that sense, he's a good example for all of us. Not the negative part, not the prejudice part, not the negative reaction. Although we all have reactions like that, but we all have first impulses that are not necessarily very attractive. But he's a good example for us, an example for all the Anuim, because of his lack of duplicity, because of his simplicity, because of his poverty of spirit, because of his authenticity. He's a good example. So if you wonder, what is an Anuim person like? Well, an Anuim person is something like Nathaniel. Maybe not much to look at, maybe not that impressive at first, but if the Anuim person is following the Anuim spirituality, there's a transformation that's going on inside, making us poor in spirit, dependent on God, childlike, authentic. Nathaniel asks, can anything good come from Nazareth? Someone could just as well ask the same question about the Anuim community. Can anything good come from the Anuim community? It's so small, doesn't seem to do anything. Just a lot of people dressed in white. And the answer is, of course, yes, something good can come from Nazareth. Jesus Christ himself. Can something good come from the Anuim community? Yes. If we follow our Queen Mother, she guides us so that from our hearts comes forth the life of Jesus Christ. Witnesses, we can become witnesses of Jesus Christ in the world. So like Nathaniel, let us make a clear and bold declaration of our faith. What does Nathaniel say? You are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. He's not afraid to say out loud what he knows in his heart. And it becomes a proclamation as an example for all of us. Anuim people should not be afraid to make known their faith in Jesus Christ. Our faith in Jesus Christ, Son of God, King of Israel. Okay, so that's a little bit about Bartholomew. Let's reflect a little bit on this business of commitment or making a commitment as an Anuim associate. Why would anyone make a commitment? And what are these two women making their commitment to? Why make a commitment? In the world, there are a lot of objections to making any commitment at all. People don't make commitments now because they have the idea that they should remain free. They shouldn't bind themselves. They should not put themselves under the law or rule or guidance of anybody else. They should be independent. That's the world's idea. But it's an illusion. It's an illusion. In fact, if we don't make commitments, even in the smallest sense, we don't get anywhere. It's like saying, I won't buy anything because I want to make sure I have money. Well, if you don't buy anything, you don't have anything. Every purchase is a commitment, right? In a very small sense. Every decision to go somewhere is a commitment. And if you don't do it, you don't get anywhere. So commitment is actually fundamental to being a human person. So the objection, oh, we shouldn't bind ourselves in any direction, is a false one. It's an illusion. But there's also a more subtle objection that people sometimes make to making commitments, especially religious commitments. And it has a kind of spiritual truth to it. We're called to be little. We're called to be childlike. We're called to be hidden, lowly. Yes, yes. And that seems to indicate, well, then we shouldn't make a show of ourselves as the member of this or that group. Doesn't it seem that way? Or maybe it'd be better just to lay low and let God be the one who gets all the glory. Yes, but that's not God's idea. God does call people to make commitments. God does call people to make a public stand. In fact, when we're celebrating the apostles like St. Bartholomew, we're celebrating people whom God called. Maybe they themselves would have preferred to lay low and not attract attention to themselves, but God wanted them to be his witnesses to the ends of the earth. And they responded with a yes, they made the commitment. Well, so that's an indication of what anyone committing himself or herself to God is doing. It's a public statement in response to the call of God. And when God asks something, the best response is always to say yes and do it, to put flesh on the word, to make a gift of yourself according to the will of God. That's commitment. So why commit? First answer is because God. God is the one who calls. It's a response to God. But there's also a human advantage in making commitments because, and those of you who read the documents that were handed out over the past week, you know that commitments are the way, or free decisions are the way, in which we become ourselves. We become the people whom God has created us to be. As we make commitments, we become more of who we are. And if we try to hide behind indecision, we don't become who we are. We don't give greater glory to God. So that's part of, and I'm just touching on some of the highlights, why we make commitments, why it's something to celebrate, why we're inspired when we see other people make public commitments. We say, well, this must be something precious if someone's willing to commit herself to this. Okay. Well, what are they committing themselves to? That's the other question. Not only why commit, but what are they committing themselves to? Well, this I can't go into in detail. This isn't the place for it. But we know that Anuim is a way of life. It's a way of life. It's a spirituality. It's a community. It's a movement that has arisen from a gift given to the church through our founder, Father Francis. What do we commit to? Well, we commit to God. We commit to Jesus and Mary, to the hearts of Jesus and Mary. We commit to the liturgy. We commit to service of the poor. Actually, the associates know there's a list of obligations that spells out what we commit to: prayer, pondering the word, following the liturgy, the sacraments, attending, participating in Anuim life. All those things are some of the bones of the commitment. One of the things that's not in the list of obligations is the participation in pondering groups. And I learned recently that most of our committed associates are no longer in pondering groups. Something fell apart during the COVID days. We have many pondering groups, but most of the members are not committed associates. I think many pondering group members here. But all these people dressed in white, most of them are no longer in pondering groups. That's not an absolute obligation, but it is a good indication. Participating in a group of those who ponder the word together is a good indication of living out your commitment to the Anuim way. So I encourage you, and I will talk to the leaders about this, to resurrect some of the pondering groups or reconfigure them so that we all get the benefit of pondering the word together. That's what we learned from Mary, our Queen Mother, right? Pondering. So we do it together because it's an enrichment not only of our own spiritual life, but of our life as a community, as the spiritual family of the Anuim community. Okay, I won't go on and on about that. Today, much more inspiring than anything I say is the witness of St. Bartholomew and the witness of our two sisters who will make their public commitment to the Anuim community this morning.